Is Christopher Caro on the line? Because I want to talk to Christopher Caro about his team. Mr. Caro, what's going on, my man?
Greg, morning, buddy. How you doing? Matty Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Chris.
How's it going, Caro?
Going good, man. Came off the FSCA draft last night. Nice team last night. Think we got ourselves a good team for Team FNTSY.
So you're feeling good. I know last year you walked out of the draft. I remember you were a little annoyed about some of the picks Nando made you take. Do you not feel that way this year?
No, Nando had to go socialize with everybody, so he left me to pretty much draft the team. So other than the Mohamed Sanu, he just told me, listen, at some point late in the draft, just get me Mohamed Sanu.
All right,
I got you on that one. But it
seems fair.
Everything else was good.
All right, let's start, Chris. Let's actually start in the second round, because I know Matt and I have no issue with taking Jordy Nelson where you did. Like, I think at 13, like, Jordy Nelson's awesome. Matt said he would take him really as early as 8 overall. So to get Jordy Nelson where you got him, like, that's fantastic. We're both going to move on. We both like Jordy. Then you get to the second round, which is really the question for us, or first question for us, I should say. Jordan Howard, Devontae Freeman go back-to-back, the two big running backs, and there's a lot of good wide receivers on the board, so we understand you going there. But the interesting thing for us was deciding to go with Dez Bryant over Michael Thomas. And I think that's a question a lot of fantasy owners are going to have. It's a question we have, so it's a question we pose to you. Why Dez over Michael Thomas?
A couple of people have said that to me last night. Michael Thomas usually going right in that Jordy range, in that 9 to 12 range, definitely before Dez in most drafts. For me, I see it the other way around. I want the proven guy. I've seen it more from Dez through the years. He's one of those alpha male type of, stud wide receiver ones that, you know, the coaches have to get him involved in the game plan. Michael Thomas, as good as he is, Greg, we just haven't seen it that much. You know, I'm not going to go all in on a guy in the top 12 or right there, you know, end of first round, early second round, on a guy that I've seen it for one season only. Let him prove it again, and, maybe this time next year, you know, I'll go back in on Michael Thomas. But for me, the way I look at it, Greg, is, you know, any of these guys that are being drafted as wide receivers, they're all proven, the A.J. Greens, the Jordy Nelsons, all these guys in that range. Michael Thomas, if anybody is going to be the Allen Robinson of last year, the guy that disappoints that we all look at coming into this year and go, whoa, you know, where did this come from? Where did this wide receiver go wrong? I think it's Michael Thomas, to be honest with you. We haven't seen it that much, and as much as everybody wants to give him this high top 15 overall pick, I don't think it's warranted yet.
I guess the other argument, the other side of that is, and I totally understand what you're saying, where you're coming from. DeAndre Hopkins and Allen Robinson, two of the big busts from last year where they really let you down, two younger wide receivers, and we wanted to see him do it again. People took shots anyway, and it didn't work out. You're totally right, obviously. But I guess my argument for Michael Thomas is really this. The Saints are going to throw the ball an unbelievable amount. Michael Thomas seemingly is the number one guy there. The rookie year, 90-plus receptions, 1,100-plus yards, 9 touchdowns, and he really didn't become the number one until a couple weeks into the season. Versus Dez Bryant on the Cowboys, right, who, let's be fair, doesn't stay healthy all year, ever, seemingly. It's an offense that's going to run through Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, they're going to run the ball certainly more than they pass the ball. They're not going to rely on Dak Prescott, where Drew Brees is going to throw the ball 600 times. So wouldn't you rather have the piece in the high-powered offense versus the Cowboys offense?
Yeah, and that's the reason for most people taking Michael Thomas before Dez Bryant.
Yep.
If I believe that Dez Bryant is the better player between the two. I think he's the stud wide receiver one type of guy. I got it. It's more of a running offense with Ezekiel Elliott, but that doesn't mean there's no room for a wide receiver one like Dez Bryant. He's going to get his opportunities. He's going to get his 10 plus targets every game, in my opinion, and he's still that type of wide receiver where they're inside the 10 yard line, and you know the coach is like, hey, let's get Dez a touchdown here. And they force feed him touchdowns. So, let's see how Michael Thomas, deals with number one corners now this year. You know, other teams maybe last year up until halfway through the season didn't realize he's the number one guy that they need to shut down. Now this year, coming into games, other teams are going to focus in on Michael Thomas more and try and shut him down as the number one guy in the pass offense. I know what Dez can do when he's the number one guy in an offense. I still want to see more from Michael Thomas before I make him you know, a top 15 pick.
Yeah, I think Chris makes some great points here. And if you look at Dak Prescott's progression throughout the season and late in the season, how Dez performed. Dez really got his game going. Look at the playoffs as well. So I think that's an interesting argument. And
after the injuries, Matt, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, too, staying on the field for Dez. And let me ask you a question talking about – so obviously you're not concerned about the Dak Prescott sophomore slump, I would say.
No, I'm not. You know, Dak handled himself well last year. Even going into the playoffs, played a great playoff game versus the Packers in that game. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about a sophomore slump. You know, would I rather have Drew Brees throwing Dez Bryant the ball instead of Dak Prescott? Yeah, of course. But, you know, everybody comes with a little bit of a wart. And I'm going with the guy that, you know, I've seen before. I think he's a double-digit top guy, and I'm not worried about Dez Bryant.
We're talking to Chris Vaccaro here, who drafted with Nando DeFino, really just for Nando DeFino, we should say, inside the FSTA draft last night for Team Fantasy. And I'm going to skip around a little bit, and Matika, feel free to do the same. I want to get into the fifth round here, where you took a tight end. It was the only tight end taken of the round, and really the only tight end taken in the two rounds there, where you took Jimmy Graham. Did you feel that Jimmy Graham was that much better than the guys, I guess, after him, which is why you pulled the trigger there?
So I wanted to put, you're talking about pulling the trigger later on. Well, we'll get to that. But with Jimmy Graham, Greg, I really think he's in for a huge season. I think he's one more year removed from his bad injury. At the time, I was looking to get my fourth wide receiver. I got sniped on, you know, two guys I was looking at potentially. Pierre Garçon, I believe, was one of them. I just figured, you know what, this is a good time to take a tight end that I feel is an elite tight end. I think he was the fifth tight end off the board. I think there is a little bit of a drop after Jimmy Graham comes off the board, after the top five. Wanted to lock him in as my fourth big pass catcher because I had gotten Sammy Watkins earlier. So once I build a team with three big wide receiver ones and I get a top tight end that I think will be heavily involved in the passing offense, you know, I loved it. I took the shot there.
I agree with you, Chris. I think that I think people like Jimmy Graham, I've been seeing him go in the 12 teamers in the seventh round. I think that's tremendous value. I'm not a guy that's going to take a tight end in the third round that I keep seeing. So I agree with that. But your next two picks, I think, are really interesting. Mike Gillisley and Jeremy Maclin. I think you're right. We talked a little last night, and you mentioned how you think Gillisley is going to be the guy. They paid up for him with that move. And what's your thoughts on Maclin as well?
Well, with Gillisley, that's my RB2, and I think he's a perfect RB2 on a fantasy team where you're a little wide receiver heavy and you have a stud tight end like Jimmy Graham. Perfect guy to take a shot on. Bill Belichick isn't signing away a guy from a rival in-conference team if he doesn't believe in him and doesn't want to get him heavily involved in the offense. Take out LeGarrette Blount, you know, all his touchdowns and the way he was used last year. I don't see anybody that's like a bell cow type running back out of all the other guys that they have, James White, Deion Lewis, all these guys are pass-catching backs. Someone's got to run the ball 15 times a game for the Patriots. And especially when you have a great team like the Patriots are going to be, and they're going to be leading the whole second half in most games, and he's going to be the guy that works the clock down with all his carries. I think it's a perfect RB2 for my team especially. Where I got him, I was thrilled. So happy with the Gillisley pick. Think he's a real great – I don't even know if you want to call him a sleeper. He's not a sleeper. He's just I think he's going to be a solid back. We saw what he could do in Buffalo last year behind McCoy. As for the Maclin pick, I really like that too. I think a lot of people were sleeping on Maclin because of, you know, him just getting over to Baltimore now. But I love the fact that they say he's going to play the slot. And where all those catches that Dennis Pitta or, you know, Joe Flacco checking down, I think him and Danny Woodhead are going to have big years, you know, catching 6-7 balls every game. So perfect wide receiver 4 flex play for that team, and I was happy with both of those picks.